Rock is WKKN, Westminster Keene. Live from the K-Rock studios in downtown Keene. Back to the morning show with Parker and James.
All right, 8 o'clock, 31 degrees and partly sunny skies. We'll get the complete details on the weather coming up in a little bit. We also have the latest news from Fox News, and we'll take a look at sports as well. In the studio right now, following up Ozzy Osbourne, is Ian Freeman from the Free Keene. It's freekeene.org, right?
Freekeene.com.
Freekeene.com. So freekeene.com. And we're going to talk to him with Jimmy coming up in a bit, too. I want to find out what your take is on the news story we're going to talk about, the decriminalization of marijuana, the hopeful decriminalization of marijuana for some people, with Governor Lynch maybe kind of vetoing this. But that's kind of the top news story this morning. I don't want to get your opinion on that and some other things, too. Right now, let's get right to the latest headlines with Fox News. It's 8:12 on The Morning Show with Parker and James. The late, great Brad Delp. You know, Brad, it's a couple of days ago. It's when he took his own life, actually. Mm. Just a couple of days ago, he had his last concert here in Keene. He was working a gig at Keene High School with his Beatles tribute band, Beetlejuice. I remember that. Sad day. So, in the studio with us, Ian Freeman from freekeene.com. Hi, Ian.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing, man?
Just super.
What's going on with the Free Stater guys? Now, you guys always seem to stir some stuff up, it seems like. And I know you guys were responsible for the 420 stuff going on, right?
Well, you know, that's a tough question because I don't know how to really answer it.
Sure.
One of the Free Staters, Rich Paul, was involved in the very beginnings of the 420 thing. And, of course, for those that don't know, we're talking about 420 in the afternoon, Central Square, people going down there, getting together, smoking cannabis. He was there in the beginning, but it really was super majority from the beginning, regular, non-Free Stater Keeniacs, you know, locals who've always been here their whole lives. And I was there the other day because they're back. They started up a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I was there the other day, and the ratio is even higher now of, just, for lack of a better term, normal Keeniacs as compared to so-called Free Staters.
Sure.
It was like 90%. Regular folk, 10% Free Staters, and when I say 10%, it was me and another guy.
Right. So, okay. So it's become it kind of has become more of a Keene thing as opposed to just a bunch of what do people call you guys? Because I know that a lot of people give you like a bad term.
Yeah. Well, the I would say Free Stater is probably a little more derogatory typically when people use that because the movement is much larger than people who've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And that's all the Free State Project is just moving people here who love freedom and then getting active. The idea is we're basically supposed to be the backup for the people that were already here that care about freedom. And there are a lot of people in New Hampshire that love freedom.
Sure.
So, you know, we're here to help them. A lot of the best activists around here are New Hampshire natives. Mm-hmm. There are a couple guys that host a TV show on Cheshire TV, Toby and Nick. Those guys are natives. Nick Ryder, who recently ran for city council, Keene native. So some of the most active people were born here.
Right. Makes some sense. 603-283-1019 is the number if you want to call in, by the way. There's been some argument that maybe, you know, the guys at the 420, doing the 420 stuff, could be kind of trying to instigate. That's what in other words, Jim.
Well, you know, I only know, you know, from what I've observed. I obviously haven't been down there yet, but
Come on down.
I was going to say now that you say they're back in action, I'll definitely be down there. But you know, from what I've seen, like on videos, and these may even be—I don't know if these are your videos or if there's somebody's camera phone or whatever.
YouTube stuff, right?
YouTube videos. You know, I just don't see how you're progressing the movement in this way, and I'll tell you why. You know. Most people, if they want to smoke a doob, they'll do it in the privacy of their own home.
They sure will.
Right. And a lot of people aren't getting harassed for that.
Right.
You know, and as a matter of fact, we got this, you know, we're on the road to decriminalizing it, which is, you know, and you know, my political opinion, you know, is that it's a whole lot less damaging than alcohol. If I were to compare the two. So I you know, I don't have
I'd say that's more than an opinion. It's a fact.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with legalizing weed. But the problem that I have is when I'm watching these videos and I'm seeing that, you know, of course, you know, the police are deployed. Of course they are. That's their job. That's why I pay taxes. You know, something's going on, and that's why you want them there, too, because there's a ton of people there. I'm telling you right now. All right. Now, here's the thing that I'm seeing that I don't really like is that these cops are standing around, and if they're not harassing anybody, they get harassed. Is what I'm seeing.
Yeah,
here.
I can understand where you're coming from on that, you know? Because people who are, especially in the age range of the folks that typically come out to the 420s, typically, you know, late teens, early 20s folks.
Right.
These are people who've had their friends, and I'm sure you guys know people. They've had their friends arrested. They put in handcuffs, put in cages, taken away from their families, making so they lose their jobs. I mean, anybody that's ever gone to jail knows what I'm talking about. They've had friends that have gone to jail. They know what I'm talking about. For nothing. For, as you agree. I mean, this shouldn't be illegal.
I've never known of anybody to go to jail for smoking weed.
A friend of mine was put in jail for that.
Really?
Yeah. When I was in jail a couple of years ago, I was in jail with a guy that got busted for his third bowl pack. It was his third time getting caught. They put him in for 30 days.
At least he got to smoke the first two anyway.
he got caught the other two times.
Here's my issue,
all right? Let me answer the question real quick as to why people are angry.
Okay.
That's what makes people angry. You put your friends and your family members in a jail cell.
Sure.
That makes people angry, and I don't blame them for that. When I came here a few years ago, I had that anger too, and since then I've kind of moved on into forgiveness and understanding and, you know, loving the police instead of being angry at them.
Here's my issue.
But not everybody's where I am.
Here's my issue, okay? You know, somebody can be angry, okay? That's
fine. I feel
like
a referee.
Somebody can be angry, and that's fine, all right? But let me tell you something. That police officer, man, he's just trying to do his job. He's just going to work.
That's what they said in the Nuremberg trials.
And oh, come on, man. Jesus. Listen, the guy's just trying to do his job. He's trying to get through the day. And, you know, speaking of, do the rest of these people down there smoking weed in the middle of the town have a job? I mean, you got a damn job?
I don't know, honestly.
Who's got time to sit around and smoke weed downtown, man, unless you don't have a job?
Well, I don't have a job. I'm self-employed, so
well,
I've got
okay,
time.
You know, all right.
But
there's my, you know.
But the police
I rest
aren't
my
there
case,
every,
I guess.
Jim, the police aren't there every day. In fact, they haven't come out in long time.
I think most cops could give a crap. If you smoke a joint or two,
any
you know?
Cop that's
if you're
honest.
Sitting at home, yeah, but you can't go downtown and crack a beer open either, man.
Well, you can do that. We've had people do that too.
Well, again, it's against the law, man. You know, if you want to crack
it's against the ordinances.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, big deal. Why can't you sit home and you know? Partake.
Well, there's
Savannah,
Georgia.
I just want to remind people if they do want to call in and chime in with their opinion, it's 603-283-1019 today. Ian Freeman from Free Keen is here with us. And we're just having this little discussion about the 420. Is it called the 420 Project? Does it have an official name?
I don't think so. I think they've been calling it 420 at 420, the 420 celebrations, that kind of thing. But the open containers, to that point, Savannah, Georgia, it's completely legal to have open containers. It's not the end of the world.
No, I don't think it is either. But, you know, some places, you know, different ordinances, like you say, you know.
Sure.
But I don't see how you're progressing the movement by agitating.
Well, that's a good question.
Officers trying to do their job.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. And when I started in the liberty movement, for lack of a better term, I was kind of on the more political side, you know, going and lobbying and running candidates and things like that. And I kind of got burned out on that. And so there's a certain sect of people within this movement. Most of them are active, you know, going up to Concord, working on things like the decrim bill, stuff like that. Yeah. But there are a lot of folks that are just sick and tired of that whole process. I mean, they see it as begging, basically.
Sure.
They're political masters for permission to live life as free people. Some people will just say, well, let's just live like free people and see what happens. And that's what you're seeing happen here. It's just civil disobedience. Thing is, most Americans aren't really used to seeing that happen these days.
Right.
I mean, you got stories like Rosa Parks from way back when, and of course you trot out a name like that and people will inevitably say, well, you're not like Rosa Parks. Well, okay, you've got a few decades of perspective that you can look back on Rosa Parks and say, well, yeah, she made a difference. We don't have the ability to look back on any of this yet and say, huh, it was a good thing they did that.
Right. Yeah. All right, yeah, 603-283-1019. Let's take a quick break, and we have Ian Freeman in the studio. We knew this was going to kind of bring up...
Oh, wait, we got a political challenge, too.
You want to do that now?
Well, just kick... Let's talk about it, and we'll do it during the break, and we'll come back with our answers.
Well, let's do a line. Let's do it after the break.
Okay.
You want to do it after the break? We'll do it after the break, okay? Let's take a quick break. We'll play a couple of tunes and talk back to Ian Freeman on... 8:28 in the morning. It's the morning show with Parker and James. And we have Ian Freeman from freekeen.com in the studio with us today as well. We've been talking about the 420 movement, 420 in the afternoon. People stand by Central Square and kind of, protest, if you will.
I would call it a celebration.
A daily celebration.
A daily celebration of the bud, kind bud, as it were, right?
Indeed.
So
I don't know. We'll find out at 4:20 today.
Are you going there?
I don't know. We'll see. I might have to do something important, like take a nap.
Oh, no. So we thought we'd add a little bit of comedy in here, a little bit of getting to know Ian just a little bit, because, you know, you're a funny guy. You're a fun guy.
What would you consider your political affiliation?
I really despise politics.
Do you really?
You know, I used to be involved with the Libertarian Party way back when. And then I quit them publicly a couple of years ago because they were falling away from the principles that originally attracted me to the party. It was supposedly the party of principle, meaning that in order to be a libertarian, you weren't supposed to advocate aggressing against your neighbor, your peaceful neighbor.
Sure. Yeah.
And then they started to get confused and started to muddle their message. And so I walked away from all that.
Right. And so you were just kind of, would you consider yourself an independent or just a free thinker?
Yeah, I mean, they won't even let me vote here in Keene. So, I mean, I'm not even in the system.
Wait, you can't vote in Keene?
Well, I tried to go and vote. I was homeless at the time, just for that day. And so I told them that I was homeless, and they're supposed to let homeless people vote because there's supposedly a right to vote, right? So I told them I was homeless. I pointed to where I was going to sleep that night on their map, and they told me I couldn't vote. I got video footage of it.
Wow.
So homeless for an afternoon. And, I don't know why they wouldn't sign you up for that. That's peculiar.
Well, you know, they've got their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you actually got to pay taxes and stuff like that.
Right, yeah. It's not good enough that I pay...
Part of the community.
Yeah. It's not good enough that I pay $5,500 a year in taxes to live in Keene. No, that's not enough. I've got to actually give them the exact location of where I am at all times in order to participate in their system. So, yeah, okay, I'm independent of the whole left-right spectrum. I would say that's a fair term.
Interesting. Okay, so we wanted to see where you kind of went politically, and if you associated with some of these people in this list. We came up with a list of five pairs here, five different kind of sets of people politically charged, really, I would say. And we kind of want to, both of you, I think what we'll do is we'll find out who you associate the most with.
Okay.
Sound like a plan?
Sounds like
a
plan.
Sure. And this is more of a fun kind of thing, just to kind of learn a little bit about you.
Okay.
Karl Marx or Groucho Marx?
Oh, well, definitely my hero, Groucho Marx.
I'll go with Groucho on that one. Easy choice.
And this one's a good one. This one, I think, RuPaul or Ron Paul?
I'll take Ron on that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well,
RuPaul's pretty funny, but I actually, as a politician, I can't fall too far from the way Ron thinks. I mean, I think he's doing all right. He's kind of semi middle of the road, kind of let you know what's going on.
If you saw the movie Bruno.
I didn't see the movie Bruno.
Ron Paul is in that movie, I believe.
Yeah, I heard about that. I haven't seen it yet.
Ron, you've got to see that. First of all, that movie is whacked. But they take
that
Ron
guy
Paul
is whacked.
And basically that Bruno, who is not a closet homosexual, a very outspoken homosexual, is hitting on Ron Paul. And I think that the premise of the movie is that, you know, this guy is put in these situations in real life, and they can roll the cameras.
Right.
And so apparently Ron Paul didn't realize that this was a setup, but it's just he was not happy.
No, he wasn't
he
digging
was
that.
Not, no. How about Drew Carey or John Carey?
Well, I am not a fan of John Carey, so it's got to be Drew.
You're going with Drew in the bed.
Definitely Drew Carey. He actually has his own Reason.tv show where he talks about all kinds of liberty-oriented things.
Really? No kidding. Excellent. Yeah. Didn't know
we'll
that.
Have to check him out.
Hillary Clinton, George Clinton.
Give me the funk.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Got to be George, man.
George?
Hillary's just a little too funky for me.
Okay, here's the last one. Granny D, the late great Granny D, or Sonny D?
I'll take Granny D. I don't know what her views are, but
I'll have to go with her only descendant, her grandson, Sonny D.
So that is her grandson. Everybody
that's
knows
right.
that. Good old Sonny D. All right, so, you know, that's a little fun thing, kind of fun.
Looks like some of our views aren't that far off after all.
No.
You guys are making up nicely. We'll get back to more from Ian and Free Keen in a bit. Let's take a quick break on the morning show with Parker and James.
Jimmy just got dragged off by Bigfoot. We'll be back after this on Keen's Rock Station. 101.9 K-Rock.
The morning show with Parker and James, and hard to kick it out there. It's about 8:45, nice and partly cloudy anyway. Maybe some sun will punk through a little bit earlier, a little bit later, I should say. Ian Freeman from FreeKeen.com is here with us in the studio this morning. We thought we'd have him in. We're talking about the 420 celebration of, you guys had some opinions, some different kind of opinions, which I thought was kind of interesting.
They weren't really that different.
Not too far out. Just, I think, a difference in approach, really.
Well, that's an important point.
Fundamentals are, you know, pretty much even, I think.
I think that's an important point. I mean, the people out there that maybe have some sort of preconceived notion about liberty activists, mm-hmm. Many of them haven't met any of us.
Right.
I was just out at the polls the other day. We were handing out some flyers to people that were getting back from voting on the education thing.
Right.
And was talking with a nice young lady. She was one of the people with Keen Cares, which is an organization that advocates more government school funding. And,
sure.
you know, we both come from the same position that she wants good education.
Right.
I like education. I'm
sure.
all in favor of education. It's just that the approaches are different. And she made a comment like, well, yeah, I'm familiar with what you guys do at Free Keen, but I'd never met any of you before.
Right,
and
right,
she
right.
said, well, I'm so glad that you're not out here yelling and screaming. And, you know, we had a nice conversation. And so anybody that has preconceived notions, I would say, take some time out, come down and meet us. We go to McHugh's on Sunday afternoons. It's not any kind of official event, but, you know, we just, some friends get together and we hang out and we
right.
have a few drinks. And there are plenty of opportunities to come out and meet some of us. And, hey, yeah. we're real people, too.
Do you think you get that? I mean, do you get that a lot where people have a skewed opinion of what you guys are doing? Maybe because of what Jim was saying earlier, you know, maybe because you have different approaches. And maybe there was something I read in the Keen Sentinel, too, about somebody who was in the 420 celebration, and the cop was just standing there and really not, according to the article, really wasn't doing anything. And then one of the members of the group walked by and puffed some smoke in the officer's face to instigate or trying to start something. And I think that's what people read.
That's not a peaceful demonstration. That's messing with the guy who's
yeah.
getting up every day,
if that
going
happened,
to work,
I disagree with him.
Right. doing his job,
right.
hoping to get home to his family to tuck his kid in that night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know. But you hear those kind of, you know, that's what people, you know, you can do 100 great things.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
They only want to focus on the one bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to YouTube and look for Keen Ride Along, and you'll find me and Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com doing mm-hmm. a ride along with Shane Maxfield from the Keene Police Department. So,
right.
I mean, we've got a pretty good relationship, I think, with a lot of...
Yeah, they're good regular guys.
But I mean, right. it's possible that what you're saying happened.
Most of them
right,
don't
sure.
give a crap if you smoke a joint. You know?
And this is one of the problems, right, with doing something like the 420 celebrations. I mean,
right.
where I come from, it was like pulling teeth to get people to come out and do any kind of
sure.
activist thing.
Sure.
So here, it's a totally different world for me. And when you've got something like the 420 thing that blows up with popularity, and as I was saying before, it's like 90% regular Keeniacs coming out
right.
to this. You come out to something like this, and you're not in charge. No one's in charge of these events. So, I mean, there was one time when I think what you're talking about with the blowing smoke allegations, I don't know if it really happened. If it did, it's like, what do you do? I mean, you
yeah.
do everything you can to say,
yeah.
hey, you know, be cool, don't get angry. But you're dealing with people that in many cases are very angry. And so trying to calm them down, we did our best. And I think now it's a very peaceful event because, well, the cops aren't there. And so there's no real conflict going on.
Yeah. Just, well, I think the cops probably figured out that, you know, if they stay away, there's going to be less less problems.
They did figure that out. Yeah.
You know, I mean, but still doesn't make it right to mess with the cops. Leave the cops alone. Right. They're doing their job.
Well, I mean, right. And well, hopefully the cops will do the job that I would like to see them do, and that is focus on real criminals like rapists and murderers and, you know, arsonists or whatever else, people that are actually doing damage.
Are there a lot of rapists in Keene, though?
Well, that's another reason why something like this takes them away from real work like that, too.
Well, but they have discretion, Jim. And they do it every day.
Well, whenever you have, it doesn't matter if you have an assembly like that down there of elderly people wanting to quilt. If you got that, if you have an assembly, a large assembly of people, then there needs to be some presence, some law enforcement presence, because I mean, sure. the potential for craziness is there.
Okay, great. Well, it was great having you. We got to wrap up, but it was great having you on the show, you know, and it was kind of cool. I learned a little bit. I learned quite a bit, you know. You got to be careful about what you read sometimes, and I think it's all in perspective. It's really boils down in perspective and stuff. So it's been great having you. If people want to follow what you guys are doing or what you're doing, how
the blog is the best place, freekeen.com. It's updated whenever we've got several different people that blog there. So it's a multi-personality kind of blog. And then, of course, there's a forum as well. So you can go and you can actually interact with the activists and other people of interest. And it's all completely free at freekeen.com.
Freekeen.com. Ian Freeman, thanks a lot for being on
the
show.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Thank you. We got more on The Morning Show with Parker and James.
Crowded elevators smell different to midgets.
Follow the yellow brick road.
More of The Morning Show with Parker and James on 101.9 K-Rock.